Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This guy's a troublemaker. Look at him. Nah, just kidding. Trevor Bauer. Trevor, welcome to the show, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're good. You are uniquely, your mind works in a very unique way.
It does.
Which we like. You're not afraid to speak your mind. You use social media in an interesting way and in a compelling way. Mm-hmm. I know you said some things yesterday, but let me ask you this. Did you ever surmise whether it was as deep as we've learned it to be or a more rudimentary level that this kind of stuff was going on like this?
Yeah.
You
honestly.
Did.
Players talk. And so stuff like this gets filtered out in inner baseball circles, not necessarily to the public, but
yeah.
Players hear things, players see things, you notice things in the game. You're talking to a buddy on another team that plays them, and like, hey, like, did you ever notice this? Like, dude, I noticed the same thing. And then like stuff like this is kind of, there's a lot of stuff that goes around in inner baseball circles that we know long before anything becomes public, and much of it never becomes public.
Yeah. Now the extent of this one though seems pretty vast, right? It feels like obviously there was coordination with video, and then in the dugout, and then even electronically, it seems like, with some of these guys, at least allegedly, even though Major League Baseball said they didn't have a clue that they didn't find any evidence. I don't believe that at all. If you knew that this was happening, how do you combat it? How would you have combated it? Can you at all?
It's tough as a pitcher because like they know what you're going to be throwing.
In real time.
That's where I draw the line is like, okay, if you know my sequences going into the game,
mm-hmm.
then let me just switch up my sign sequences, right? But if you're able to tell pitch to pitch to pitch, and even if I change my sequences up, then like it still doesn't work. You still know. You don't leave me an option. There's nothing that I can do. The only way you can really do this is go away from catcher sequences and just have the pitcher call a game with certain different body language and stuff like that.
Which, now, how hard is that?
It's hard strictly because no one practices it.
Yeah.
No one has that kind of built in. In spring training, you're going through your signs. Like, catcher's been giving signs since 12 years old, whenever it starts, you know? But no, the pitcher never practices, like, okay, I'm going to stick my tongue out on the right for this pitch and the left on this pitch. So you're constantly having to think about it if you go to doing that.
Mm-hmm. Trevor Bauer is with us in studio. I mean, there's a great website. I've referenced it a lot on the show. Mm-hmm. I know you know FanGraphs is tremendous. Pitch probability, you know, how frequently you throw a certain pitch. So, you know, it's one thing, you know, if Team X is playing Team Y and a fan wants to say, all right, what's Trevor Bauer's pitch? How often does he throw his fastball? I don't know, I'm just 61%, whatever it might be, 61% of the time. That's one thing, and you can deduce as a player, we know, listen, when it's time to strike somebody out, we know what your go-to pitch is. But now the art of baseball is pitching backwards and pitching out of sequence. So it's so deep-rooted to the point, Trevor, where I said this to Tiki about 10 minutes ago, I don't give a damn what Rob Manfred dropped the other day. And I don't think he will, but what I think he should do is go back and levy more punishments just based on what's come out and the reaction of baseball fans. No sport challenges the fandom like baseball. Like, we love it, and then they crush us, and they do nothing about it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it's consistent in a long line of baseball not understanding their fan base and connecting with their fan base in the right ways. And it's a major black eye right now. My hope on the whole thing is that it all comes out now. Let's just have one incident.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move past it. It's good timing because we're going into a season. We can talk about the new season and the absence of it. Let's put it in the past. The worst thing to happen would be this, and then 4 or 5 months from now, something else comes out.
Which is why the Mets probably had to get rid of Beltran. That's what I was saying, almost preemptively.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that situation because I don't know, obviously, anything that goes on internally there. But, yeah, it just anybody associated with it, just it gets called into question, like, rightfully or wrongfully, at least among the fan base, what is their capacity to lead and their integrity and this?
So Trevor, you talk about, like, moving on from this. And I think you're right. That needs to happen. But how hard is that going to be forget the fans, for you all, for you as players. Like, I'm close with CC Sabathia, and he's getting angrier and angrier as the days go on because of, obviously, the Yankees and the Astros and the Red Sox both being implicated in here, and they both knocked them out in subsequent seasons. What is the conversation with you and your teammates and your peers across the league? I mean, you guys got to be pissed off about this.
Yeah, big time. It ranges. Like, the level of fury ranges between the different individuals. I talked to, more than 10 guys yesterday just about stuff, and ranging from guys being upset that, look, man, this guy was at my position. If he knew all the pitches that were coming and he was able to put up better offensive stats, now I have to compete against him on the free agent market.
Yep.
That's taking money out of my pocket. Ranging from that to, man, these guys knocked us out of the playoffs. This is BS. I would have had a chance to win a ring.
Legacies.
All that. And baseball, more than any other sport, is so much into the legacy and comparing current day guys to postseason heroes of the past or to whatever the case is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now, how much did this affect? You know, so it takes money out of people's pockets. It completely changes future players, too, that even aren't in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Aaron Judge wins MVP versus not winning MVP, his salary and arbitration is drastically different because of that award, which then affects, he'll be used as a comp for the next 5 to 10 years that affects people that aren't even in the league now.
Yeah. That's a good point.
I said that.
Yeah.
I think he made $8 million in arbitration.
Yeah.
And if he's got that MVP on the resume, who knows? Maybe he makes 12 or 13. If he wins no MVPs, we're kicking this down the road, but if he finishes his career with no MVPs and he's a borderline Hall of Fame guy, I don't know, maybe the one MVP gets him in. I mean, I said to Tiki as well, I'm pissed off today. I'm not going to lie to you, Trevor. This is really bothering me, man. And I don't. I want number one. I want to know if you would consider doing this, and also, do you think some of your peers would? I wouldn't hit him, but the moment Altuve digs into the box, first at bat for 2020, 97 under his chin, is that out of bounds? Who is that something that would be accepted or even wanted by your brethren as pitchers or baseball players in general?
There's a lot of people that feel that way. Personally, I won't. I have no interest in doing that. I don't think it's right to ever go above someone's belt because. I mean, pitchers don't have that pinpoint of command where you can just, I'm not going to hit the guy in the head, right? Especially with Altuve specifically, because he kind of stands off the plate, but he's closed a little bit, and he dives towards the plate. So it's really hard to judge where he's going to end up in relation to the plate. I think anytime you talk about going up and in on somebody and take the chance of hitting him in the head, I mean, we've seen this with guys getting hit with line drives, and, losing careers.
That's true. Throw it behind him, then. Go bulldoze him and just fire it off the screen.
Sure.
I think
that's going to happen. I think they're going to get hit a little bit. And I'm not saying it should or shouldn't happen. This is just a prediction of what I think is going to happen based on the sentiment that I've heard around the league,
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
But I guess it's not just the pitchers either with the Astros. That's at least what some people are saying, right?
Well,
I mean, the hitters. It's not just the hitters.
Yeah, I mean, because the resurgence of Justin Verlander's career was, it was amazing.
I mean, is it all spin rate?
is it
all spin rate?
No, it's not. And this is the thing I'm personally most upset about.
Yeah,
because it's your situation.
Yeah.
Well, it's my position, but I'm personally most upset about the fact that the Astros do so many things right. They're so advanced and so ahead of the time on development and analytics and scouting that now this one thing where they chose to step over the line is going to set back the perception of all the things they do.
That's a good point.
5, 10, 15, who knows how many years? Because now all their accomplishments will be associated with cheating and not the fact that they actually develop players very well and have really advanced scouting reports and analytics and great information that they can deliver to the players. So to answer the question, no, it's not all spin rate. It's the information, the way they're telling their guys to pitch, the feedback that they can give them post-start or going into the offseason for development, and that's all going to get washed away because they're going to be associated with cheating.
Yeah. So,
but are there are there substances too? Like, do you believe
there's substances on every team?
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's I would guess that probably 70% of pitchers in the league use something that's technically illegal.
Like pine tar. What else?
Pine tar, firm grip, sunscreen and rosin, pelican bat wax, gorilla snot.
Oh, he's got a pharmacy over here, huh?
Where do you consider that and on the
cheating scale?
The cheating scale. Where is that?
So I come down on this harsher than most people, but I think it's worse than steroids, personally.
Hmm.
because it can affect every single pitch of every single game, and it completely changes the trajectory of someone's career. I mean, if you look at the numbers, like just on fastballs alone, if 2,400 RPM and you jump to 2,600 RPM, you're drastically better. If you can jump to 2,800 RPM, you're an elite pitcher. Your fastball's an elite pitch in the league. And so I'm personally around 2,400 RPM. That's dead average.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My fastball sucks. If I use stuff, I know for a fact I would average 28 plus. I would have a top five fastball of all starters in baseball. How does that change my career?
Yeah, significantly.
You know, well, with your secondary stuff, it would make you probably a Cy Young candidate every year.
My secondary stuff would get better, too. I would have the best repertoire in baseball far and away, the deepest and best.
Mm-hmm.
So what prevents you from doing it?
Good question.
I've always valued competing on a fair playing field and knowing that I can do something myself, like proving to myself that I can accomplish through hard work and dedication that I can accomplish something. But I got to tell you, like, there's the other argument to it is, you know, people ask me, would you do everything you can to win? That's, you know, everything that is in your power. I said, yeah, I would. I sleep well, I eat well, I train, all this different stuff. They said, okay, but by you not using it and everybody else is using it, you're costing your team. Like, wins. You could be a better pitcher. You're negatively affecting your team. And I'm like, well, you know, that's a good point, because I know that I would be a drastically different and a much better pitcher if I did use it. Mm. So where do you come down? Like, do I hold out? Am I almost being selfish, just sticking to my morals and then not giving my teammates and the organization the best possible chance to win, given that it's been discussed with the league multiple years now and they clearly have no intention of doing anything to change it?
Yeah.
So it's a tough question.
Yeah, it's a tough line to straddle, because history won't judge you on your morality. They'll judge you on your results.
And I have to be fair. I say the league has no interest in doing anything about it. They are working on things. They're trying to make the baseball tackier, and they're having internal discussions. So it's not fair to say that they have no interest in it. It's just a very slow process, and nothing has been done yet. And so at what point do you just say, okay, this is the current landscape. Do I do it or not?
Yeah.
And like you said, history doesn't judge you on morality. It judges you on results.
I got to play something for you really quickly before we let you go. So we had your former skip on yesterday. Mm. I had one question to ask him before we let him go. We're having Trevor Bauer on tomorrow. What's he going to tell us about you?
I don't know. I'm kind of afraid to answer that. That's very interesting. That's the first time I think somebody's asked me a question and I have no answer.
None.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Guys, I would maybe put your seatbelts on.
Well, we're strapped in.
I know.
We're strapped in. What do you think of your old skip?
Man, the first word that comes to mind is legend.
Yeah.
You know, just being a baseball fan and growing up, like, I was a fan of pitching staff. So it was, you know, Oakland and the Braves. My majority of my childhood.
And then with Mulder and those guys?
Mulder and Zito, and the Braves with Glavin, Maddox, and Smoltz. Mm-hmm. And then in the early 2000s, it was Pedro and Schilling and those Red Sox teams. And, I mean, the first one in, was it 84 years or whatever the case was? And then just those, Cowboy Up, and like just that whole era of baseball that he was there for is like, so that's the first thing that comes to my mind is just legend. Obviously, tremendous amount of success in managing and just being around the game, tremendous amount of knowledge. That's what comes to mind.
We'd have to even strap that
up. I think he would be pleased with that. Now, I know you're working with Momentum, which is the first player-led media company that allows you guys to be credentialed and have your own voice, which is kind of really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. The point of that is trying to solve three main problems. One, you know, baseball doesn't connect with the young fans as well right now. So the way to do that is to give personality to the players and highlight some of the things that they're really interested in that the youth are also interested in. That's one thing. Second thing is players don't really have a way of getting their voice and their message out to a large nationwide audience other than their Twitter accounts. But if the national media doesn't pick stuff up, they're very limited. And then the third thing is just controlling their narrative.
Yeah.
You know, the media in general looks to have, there's this clickbait stuff that goes on, and just want to bring personality to the players, give them an outlet get their stuff out.
Thanks for coming in, my man. Trevor Bauer, good stuff. Third hour coming up. We'll tweet that out for you, by the way. We'll take care of you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.